You're listening to Faith and Family, a Christian family community that aims to provide Christian advice and promote Christian values. I'm Mariel Gutierrez. When we walk down the aisle, we have our hopes and new lives just along the horizon. The man of our dreams, the kids we'll have, the house we'll own, the places we'll travel. But if you had known about the heartbreak and the trials that would come along the way, would you have run away instead? Today we're talking about marriage, moms with wife hats on. How do we tackle the hard times? With me today is Jewel Buenavista and Ricardo and Bernie Rosquitas. Hello, mamas.
Hello there.
How's everyone today?
Good.
Tired. I'm a tired mom.
Yes. I know, right? We're talking about marriage, all right? Who here is married? Just kidding.
I raised your hand.
So when we went into it, I know that some of us were younger. We were all at different ages, right, when we went into marriage. Mm-hmm. So what were your preconceived notions about marriage versus what it actually is? Oh, dear. I guess Bernie gonna go first.
No. I think that, you come into it and, you think everything's gonna be just because you're this happy couple, that as long as we're happy, mm-hmm, and we love each other, that love is enough.
And yeah.
I kind of walked into it thinking it was just going to be the dating period. It was just going to be prolonged dating, but even better because we were going to live together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't?
Oh, yes, it was. He's still downstairs. So
for me, it was, I've always believed in fairy tales. So it's, growing up, you watch all these fairy tales.
Massages every day.
You're always having butterflies when you're looking at your husband, from a distance. And so that's how I've envisioned marriage.
But what was the reality?
It is like that.
Is he in the room too?
Why are you laughing?
I'm sure we had great courtships. It was fun, and then all of a sudden, marriage, bam. But so it's a lot of hard work, right?
I'm not going to lie. It was hard after the I do's.
Yeah, right? Almost instantly, too.
Yeah, it was what happened?
Right, who looking at your spouse, who are you and why didn't I get the memo about
yes.
this?
Yes.
What's happening right now? Because you weren't acting like that when we were dating.
What I did want to say, what is reality? I remember people would always say, your people you look up to that you admire their marriages. Mm-hmm. One of the advice they would always tell me was, marry somebody who you'd be your companions, great mm-hmm. companions type of thing.
Yeah.
And I really know what that is because it's the whole giddiness and all of mm-hmm. that, in the beginning where it's like, oh, I can't wait to see you. Yeah. All of that does go away, especially when you start to have children.
But it's not necessarily bad, right? It's replaced with something else. Yeah.
But I love when I think of harmony, we've had our challenges, mm-hmm. but really because we were able to overcome them with God's help.
Yeah.
It's like when I see him, I always tell him, you're like my comfort. When I see him, I feel comfort.
You know? It's you feel safe.
Yes, I do. I feel safe. I feel like my best friend is mm-hmm. here. He's going to protect me. We're going to do this together.
Yeah. It's so funny because I did the same thing. Someone told me, wait till you, when we had just gotten married, right? Wait till you're best friends. And I got so offended because I was like, no, I don't want to be best friends. We're going to be romantic and in love forever. Okay, 19-year-old Mar, all right. But you're right, though. It's definitely you see him and you're like, I'm safe. Right.
Yeah. That's how I see Jerry.
Was there ever a time when, both of you and your husband, your spouse, had to really, really put an effort into the marriage? Was there a bump in the road that you had to work through?
Many.
So describe just one. We just want one. And how'd you get through it?
It happened kind of twice. There was one when we were almost in our 10-year mark, maybe around 8 years, where we just got comfortable. We just got really comfortable with each other. And when we went through our frustrations, and not necessarily with each other, but we were just kind of going through these individual frustrations, but we didn't go to each other and check in and like, how are you doing? And, you know, then the second time it happened was when, you know, our son came along. All of a sudden, like you, like we all know, you throw kids into the picture, and mortgage, and just the daily things of...
It becomes a routine.
It becomes a routine that you always think like, you know, the kids are first. Kids are first, and that's fine. And, you know, we were having our family time, but we weren't having our us time. Yeah. And you know, sometimes I just need a hug. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just like our kids. Sometimes I just need you to hold my hand, kiss me on my forehead, tell me everything's going to be okay, even when it's really not. But that portion of our relationship, you know, we really had to work hard because there came a time we were bumping heads and it got ugly to the point where, like, I don't even know what's going on between us. I don't even know who you are. I don't know who I am when I'm with you and vice versa, where, you know, we had to really like pray, you know, so that's prayer is good. Thank God we have God to run to on those times. But
well, when you're in a position where you can still stop and talk about it, you know, that's always good, right? I mean, like when you get like complacent and you're just like, whatever.
Yeah, and you know, I found myself doing that, being complacent. And that's like when you don't, sometimes even, you know, for my husband, when he was, you know, letting things out, I'd be like, okay, you know, do you feel better?
Yeah.
And that really it's not, that's not the way to do it. I realized that I, you know, saying nothing is worse than saying something. At least say something, whatever it is, say something, so he knows that, or he knows that I'm listening and that I'm aware of what he's going through. And so it, you know, I had to learn that. And there was a part of me where I kind of, you know, felt like, you know, do you feel better? Okay, fine, are you done complaining? And it was, and that was wrong. That was so wrong, because, you know, we all go through our emotional issues, and sometimes we may not have the solution to whatever their problem is, but sometimes I think they just need someone to say, you know what, it's okay, or I support you, or we're going to get through this together.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's all you need to hear sometimes, you know?
I completely agree with you that, like, that you have to talk it out. You know, I mean, the cliche saying is, you know, communication is key, but it's so true, you know? If you do keep it bottled in, you don't make progress.
No.
You know, nothing happens if you keep it all bottled up inside. You do have to communicate. You have to talk about it. You have to, even though you think it's like dumb to share this feeling, just share it, you know,
just share
and work it through. And you know, I agree with you that talking is like, I think talking helped us a lot, saved us, you know.
Yeah. A lot of times. You mentioned prayer too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Communication and prayer is key. You know, when you say marriage takes hard work, I know, you know, when Harvey and I first date, I already knew myself that I will admit I am not high maintenance materially, but I will admit that I am high maintenance
emotionally.
You know, and so, and he jokes around today. He's like, well, what does that mean? What is that? Now he knows what that means.
He's like, I would have rather bought you the bags, dear.
Can I just buy you some shoes? Yeah. Everything will be okay.
But I do want to say, when it comes to communication, I really do believe that. I want to share a story that, you know, when we got married, again, we were a little bit older, so we kind of knew what we wanted. We kind of knew ourselves already.
Yeah.
So our first year was, oh my gosh, I was always excited to see him when we woke up, you know, and when he was leaving, I was sad. I'm like, oh, I was so excited when he came home from work.
Yeah.
It was all excitement, you know? And then I got pregnant. And then when I gave birth, like a month, like during when I gave birth, I felt a physical change in me. You know, I felt like there was moments when I have to admit, like I wasn't as excited to see him when he came home. As a matter of fact, I was just like, here's the baby. You know, aww. I was just so like, I was so, I don't know, filled with, I was just tense and all of this.
Yeah. You were tired.
Yeah, and I remember a month into giving after birth, I was laying there like by myself in the room, and I was crying. And the reason why that I was really sad is I was sad at the fact that I was not excited to see him come, like when he came home, the way I was before, you know?
Yeah.
And I knew things were changing, but I didn't want to keep that to myself. So
right.
When he came home that day, I said, you know, I wanted to talk to him. And so, you know, he's like, what, you know, what's wrong, sweetheart?
He's like, oh, no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, yeah. So, and here's the way I said, and, you know, as painful it may sound, you know, I was open and I said, I don't know what it is that I'm going through. You know, it mm-hmm. makes me sad to think, I'm getting teary eyed right now. It makes me sad to think that for some reason I'm not as excited to see you when you come home, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know what this is. I like whatever this is I'm going through, I don't know what it is, you know?
Mm. What was his reaction to you saying that to him?
Yes. Though? And so and that was the thing. That's what he basically said, well, you know, I don't know what it is either, but
yeah.
we'll go through it together, right. you know?
Aww, and that's right. awesome.
And that's how I feel. That's why I really believe in communication, regardless if it's good or it's mm-hmm. a good thing or a bad thing, that like whatever, because there are a lot of first things that we experience as a married couple, right? Right. Mm-hmm. And so like one side, I don't know what this is. I don't know what these feelings are. I don't know why I'm experiencing this,
mm-hmm.
but I want to communicate it to you that I'm not doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Well, that's good.
And it's scary to think if you're like the only one feeling it, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what it is, more that the fact that he was, you know, I'm sure that was very painful for him to hear that I wasn't excited to see him when he came home.
Yeah.
But I did communicate, I'm not intentionally doing that on purpose to hurt you.
Yeah.
That's why I'm trying to figure out why I'm feeling this way.
Yeah.
You know, and so obviously it's all the hormones, all of the mm-hmm. postpartum, whatever it is.
Yeah, you just like had a human come out of you.
Yeah.
Yes, you know, and so, and I loved, it made me closer to him to know that I wasn't going through it alone.
Yeah.
You know, that he was much more understanding when
You know, he could have made that all about him, right?
Yeah, and it could have went sideways. It could have all sideways. Went sideways.
And he didn't.
You know,
and so a lot of bumps in our road in our marriage is similar to that story where either one of us is experiencing something for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
But the important part is that we communicate it right away so that we both are experiencing it together. You know what I mean? Like what is, at least it's not like, what in the world is going on with
right.
you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so are you doing that on purpose just to make me angry or what? So we both have learned that through communication, it's not something we're intentionally doing. It's something that, especially me, I guess because of the physical changes that happens in your body as a woman when you give birth, all these hormones, not that we're giving excuses, but it really does change you, you know? And so it's important to communicate that, you know? And so. Yeah.
And what's beautiful about you both is that it's like there's no judgment, right?
Yeah.
You're like, I'm going to say something that may be painful, but it's not because I want to hurt you.
Yes.
You know, I just want to make sure that you know how I feel and maybe you can help me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And what's funny is that when you're married, you're like, oh, this is the person I choose. But except that person changes and you mm-hmm. change too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And it's like, what's funny about that too, is that like every time I would have a kid, I would panic and I'd be like, oh my gosh, who am I? Who am I going to be to offer? Like, what am I going to offer this child? You know, because I was so young, I didn't get to finish college the first time I went. Right. And so I was like in my second year, I think. And then I was like, oh, I'm going to get married. And so I got married and then I had a baby 2 years after that. And then I was like, I got to go back to school. Right. So I did that. I went back to school after my daughter was born. She's 10 now. And then after that, I went to school, went to work. And, went work, school, and then baby was just too much. So I had to stop. Yeah, it was just too much. And I was a deaconess at the time, too, already.
Oh, my goodness.
But so I had to get rid of one. And obviously, you can't get rid of the baby or, your work. So I was like, I'm going to stop school for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So that was on hold. And then I got laid off and then I had another baby and then the same feelings came up again. I was like, oh man, if I had finished school, I would have had my degree. I could have done this. And I panicked again. And so I went back to school and I thought to myself, for this time, it's going to be real, you know, choose what you want to do. like see it through. I had to stop because I ran out of money to go to school, right? And for a while I was on forbearance because I wasn't making any money, right? I was unemployed. Yeah. And I had a lot of money to pay back. And so I had to go back to work. And me going back to work means daycare for my kids.
Sure. That's another expense.
It's another expense.
And emotional toll, too.
Yeah. Emotional toll. Yes. Yeah. That's another one that was really hard for me to deal with. I think that maybe what had made it the hardest is because we were so busy juggling everything, we forgot to pray about it.
And that's easy to do.
You don't need to. You just kind of fall asleep.
You don't need to.
And so,
how we got through it recently, we sat down, like you guys said, communication, you know, but I think we both admitted that we had forgotten about God, you know, we forgot to just be like, hey, God, you know, we're having a hard time because I mean, like, well, you know, initially when I was like, okay, I'm having a hard time with the loans, God help me find, you know, a solution. He gave me a job, which is great. But then after that, you know what I mean? Like, that's when it slipped. And then
you're thinking, I got a job. Okay, we're going to start paying all his copacetic.
Yeah, like, all right. So we're able to pay things off. We're living okay now. You can now, like, when we go to Target and the kids want, like, random snacks, we can say yes. You know?
Right.
You know what? Finances, I think, is one. I think every marriage goes through some finance. That's one of the biggest challenges is finances.
Yeah.
Our first year of marriage, it was because I've been in real estate, and when the real estate crashed, it was very, very tough time, you know. But I'm glad it happened because it really brought us closer as a couple. Because what brought us closer is prayer.
Yeah.
We literally ran to God and just, what do we do?
You know.
And I loved how Harmony just really took over and got stronger in leading the two of us in prayer. And that's where I feel like that's why finances, I've learned that every couple will go through financial craziness. But somehow one way or another, God will always provide, you know, when you look back in your life, it's like, God always provides, and as long as you reach out to Him first.
You know? Put Him first.
Yeah.
You know, we just had a lesson about that, too. I think it was...
That was just Sunday.
Where it's like, the minister was saying, it was actually Brother Bob Pelline, and the lesson was incredible. And when one of the things that really stuck to me was like, you know, you're going to go through stuff, right?
Yeah.
And that's just part of life. But if you can look back and see what you went through, knowing that you went to God, I mean, you got to just put Him. If you put Him first, then guaranteed God will give you what you're asking for, or what you need, or what He feels that you need. But if you just put all that trust, and that's what Jerry and I learned, is that sometimes you got to let go. You just need to do your part for God.
Yeah.
And then the rest, of course, you're going to pray, and you have to do your part to help, you know, help whatever it is that you're going through. But at the end of the day, thank goodness we have our faith, because we can either have our devotional prayer at home, or we have our devotional prayer at church. But thank God, at the end of the day, no matter what it is that we go through, we have our God to cry to, you know, to open our hearts to. And, you know, and I think when Jerry and I were going through our things, I had to switch up my prayer a little bit, because at first I was kind of thinking, Lord, just please help him with whatever he's going through. But what I had to say, what I learned, had to learn to say, was, God, please help us both. Help me have an open heart and open mind and be able to see and feel what he's going through. And at the same time, help him also go make sure that he's going to you individually. Help us both as a couple. And you know, you just kind of, you know, that saying, like, you know, you just got to let him take the wheel.
Yeah. I think you nailed it right there. Like, my prayers used to be specific about, like, exactly what I wanted. You know, I want this, I want that. But, you know, ever since, you know, as you grow up and you become more mature, It really is just like, I just ask God to give me the right heart.
Yes.
The right mindset, you
that
know?
That is precisely yeah. it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, you know, whatever it is, you know, whatever it is, you know, whatever yeah. I have to go through, I have to go through, but just give me the right heart to,
right.
yeah. you know, like shape me, you know, to see things the right way and to have yeah. the right attitude, to have the right responses when mm-hmm. things happen.
The thing is with in the church, the beauty of being in the church is divorce is not an option.
Mm-hmm. So you that's work
why,
it out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. so that's why you have to, since it's not an option, and you know, it would be there'd be times it would feel good to just say forget it. Mm-hmm. That's not an option. So you think of like, okay, what can I do to change myself, or and vice versa, mm-hmm. so that we can make this work. You know,
and that's mm-hmm. where the work, the and, quote, quote yes. work so comes
it is,
in.
It is a conscious effort, but I, ladies, I mean, yes, it's hard work.
Yeah.
But I would not have it any other way. I love yeah. being married. I love that I do have my partner. Like, yeah. like I really do feel like we're in it together. You know. Mm-hmm.
There's
way more laughters than there are tears of sadness.
Yes,
there are
yes.
more. I mean, if you we're always laughing. I mean, there's yeah. days where I mean, and just sharing our faith and us going through this journey, raising our kids together, you know, watching them together. I mean, there's so much of joy of marriage. You know mm-hmm. that. That the bumps in the road, yes, we're talking about it, but yeah. it's the fact that we, all of the positive stuff of marriage is what helps you get through the hard work.
Yeah.
You
know?
Yeah.
I think like, you know, at the end, you're right. You're absolutely right. I love seeing my husband as a father, yes. you know, it's one of the most beautiful things, yes. you know, that I have in my life that we share together. And, it's like you said, we still really enjoy each other's company. He's my best friend. We laugh together, and I can't picture life without him.
Without, you know? Yeah.
And even though, like, it's hard, and it has its bumps and its bruises, and but I feel like there God puts that there to help you grow yeah. as a person, to make you stronger. It, you know, it makes or breaks
gold,
you.
Gold gets tested. Gold gets tested. Yeah. It's in the Bible.
Right? I know that, you know, the purpose of this is to share with our audience that, you know, when you are going through those hard times in marriage, it's real. Everyone goes through them, I think. But then, you know, we're hoping to illustrate that you can get through it. You don't yeah. have to give up. You don't have to, like, you know, throw in the towel. There's still so much beauty about marriage out there. And so you got to keep working on it, and you got to, like, factor in God. And yeah. And I think you'll get through it, and you'll be better for it in the end.
I think that, like, that pretty much sums it up perfectly. You know, okay, because, like, marriage is demanding, right? Ready or not, that's what it is. Right. And sometimes we're ready for the situation that life throws at us. And then there are times where, like, we're pushed to the limits. But as we learned today, just like between us, you know, as long as we put God at the center, that's not just something that is said, you know, mm-hmm. in worship service. But when we actually put that into practice and action, we get through things. Right.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
So moms listening, whatever trial you are going through, remember, this too shall pass. Right, ladies?
That's yes. right.
Yes. It's going to pass. We're here for you. We understand you.
Thank you. This was awesome.
Thank you.
Well, we'll talk again next time. We hope you guys come back here on Faith and Family.